need to listen again? You can just rewind, because this is an OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.
Gone again, and struck even better.
Great start for the BKB Knights.
It's night time. All the action on and off the field. The
much needed rain in central South Africa has left the BKB Knights somewhat frustrated, as it has had an effect on two of the games over the past week. It started on Tuesday as the confident Knights headed to Kimberley to take on the Warriors at the Diamond Oval. A heavy storm the previous evening led to the outfield being wet and saw the match being called off without a single ball being bowled. On Friday, the Knights took on the High Fight Lions at Senwes Park in Port Shepstone, and it was the host who claimed the points with a 40-run win over the men from Central SA. The Lions batted first, scoring 150 for 7 in their 20 overs, with Ryan Rickleton scoring 51 and Dwayne Petraeus contributing with 36 not out. The debutant Cyril Kutsia was the pick of the bowlers with 2 wickets for 30 in his 4 overs, and he also caught the Proteas pair of Reeza Hendricks and Themba Bafuma. The Knights' innings never gained any real momentum, and their last 8 wickets fell for 50 runs as they were restricted to 110 for 9 in 20 overs. On Sunday, the Titans won 136 for 4 after 17 overs when the heavens opened up in Kimberley. The former Knights duo of Tennis De Bruyne and Diego Rossi were the top batsmen for the Titans with 36 and 57 respectively. Ryan McLaren and Othniel Bartman each bagged a pair of wickets. The captain, Piet van Biljon, says that their plans had gone according to plan, only for the rain to frustrate them.
Kimberley game, yeah. Obviously, yeah, we were in a good position with the Titans, being 4 down 130 odd. So we would have backed ourselves, I reckon, to chase. Even if they got 160, 170 in Kimberley, the ropes were in it quite a bit. So our routine would have been a bit easier. And probably this most senior group lies in their batting. So bowling lineup, probably not as experienced.
The coach, Alan Kruger, shared the same sentiments and added that the 18-year-old seamer Kutsia has been an inspiration for the team since making his debut.
The squad is still in a very good space, and also the fact that the youngsters that are coming in are putting their hands up. I mean, so far Gerald Kutsia has been an inspiration for us. It's almost like every time he got the ball in hand, you know, something happened. So I'm very chuffed with the way we are and you know, in the future of the Knights.
The Cape Cobras host the Knights at Newlands in Cape Town at 6 o'clock this evening, and on Saturday they face the Lions in Kimberley, and on Monday the Cobras are welcomed to the Mungahung Oval in Bloemfontein. And that's it for this week.
Matchday analysis and behind-the-scenes developments. OFM, proud supporter of the VKB Knights. Hope you enjoyed that. OFM, the sound of your life.